Forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts that you can give other people. Buddha said this: holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It does absolutely nothing for you because it's just taking up space in your mind. And that's another thing that you have control over. It's what you think. You have control over what you allow to occupy in your mind. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Synced Up. How are we doing? Oh my goodness. This past week has been absolutely insane. I'm going to say that the solar eclipse and Mercury in retrograde has a very big role in this because I honestly don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm just moving through it with as much grace as possible. I don't know if anyone else is feeling this, but it's a little crazy. It's brought up a lot of stuff for me. So that's what I want to talk to all of you about today, is kind of embracing your shadow in spiritual self-development work. Is the parts of you that you feel ashamed about, that you try to hide from the world. So today is all about embracing your shadow and how to do that, how to move through all of this, because it can be really scary, but on the other side, there is so much light and so much authenticity and opportunity that we all deserve. And I'm going through it as well. So I feel like I say this every episode, every time that I'm going through something, I wanna just share it with you guys because I feel like my higher self takes over and I'm able to channel and give it to you. So I'll start off with a little story. And also, before we get into it, if you like this podcast or if it's helped you, it would mean so much to me if you could just give it 5 stars on Apple or Spotify, wherever you're listening to, because it helps me help you, helps the podcast. So without further ado, let's get into it. I'm going to start off with a story. Last week, I went and had dinner with my dad and my stepmom, and my relationship with them is very different than the relationship I have with my mom and my stepdad. Both of my parents are remarried. My parents got divorced when I was 3 years old, so I don't really remember it, but my step-parents have been in my life for pretty much my entire life, so they've played a big role. But the relationship I have with my stepmom is very spiritual, because I don't know if you guys know this, my dad is a religious Jew. Like, he practices Shabbat every weekend, which means like they can't use electricity, so they won't drive. They don't drive. They don't turn on lights. They don't turn off lights. They shut down their phones. They can't use electronics. It's just, that's their way of living. And yeah, but with such a high level and practice of religion, I feel like there's also a lot of spirituality that comes with it. And I definitely err on the side of more spiritual and less religious. But it's very interesting when I get to speak to them about certain things in life or certain life concepts. And anyway, so we're at dinner and we're talking about self-esteem, self-worth, all of that kind of stuff. And she asks me, she's like, "Do you know where self-esteem comes from?" And I'm like, I know that it's some abstract answer that I'm not going to get. So I was like, "Just tell me." And she was like, "Self-esteem comes from the choices that you make. Because the choices that you make are the only things that you have control over. You only have control over yourself. You don't have control over how people are going to respond, what people are going to think of you, anything outside of you. You only have control over yourself and how you choose to respond and how you choose to show up." So I love that because it gives you full autonomy of how you've shown up in the past. And it gives you almost the power back to be like, okay, I wasn't proud of that. I didn't love the way that I showed up here, or I'm really proud of how I handled this situation and I want to move forward in that way. So in light of our shadows, it can be really, really tough to see yourself in this honest light. And when you're assessing the big things in your life or the arguments with your boyfriend or girlfriend or with your friends or with any of your relationships, It's hard, I think, especially in our relationships. And Gabby Bernstein, one of my favorite authors, speakers, who I actually just saw live. It was amazing. She's just so powerful. And I'll do a whole episode on what I've learned from her. But she always says that relationships are spiritual assignments, because that person will always mirror back to you your triggers, your shadows, all of it. And I definitely have experienced that firsthand in my relationship. It's been very confronting, but it's also allowed me to go deeper in my self-development journey, my healing journey, and all that. Because there's been the person I was 5 years ago, 3 years ago, even last year, is completely different than who I am now. And I feel like that's what your 20s are really all about, is just like every year you're continuing to develop and evolve. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, like, you're tapped into that. It's just the journey that you're on. So it's definitely very confronting to see, like, okay, if I got into a fight with my friend, how was I? It, like, you want to defend yourself. And I have, this is one of my traits that I've seen a lot with my family members. I get very defensive. Like, when something happens, I automatically am like, I'm right, they're wrong. Like, I get very defensive over how I show up. And I think the power that you can extract from that is, instead of saying like they're wrong or getting defensive, it's more like, okay, I can take accountability of what I did in this situation and try and see yourself from the other person's shoes and just have that sense of perspective. Because if you're always on the defense, there's really no room for growth, because growth is acknowledging like things that you've done and starting to do it differently. So if I'm always on the defense, always thinking like everyone else is wrong and I'm right, like, there's no room for growth. And I fully believe that everything that happens in our life, all the, especially the arguments and the tough lessons, are there. It's the universe blessing us with this gift to see ourselves differently and show up differently the next time. Because the defensiveness, that's just a trigger response. That's like an activative response. And if we want to continue healing and we want to continue growing and showing up as our best selves, we have to be able to look at ourselves with this, with compassion. Like, okay, I understand why you were upset. I'm literally speaking to myself. Like, speaking to yourself as if you would talk to a friend. Like, I understand why you're upset, but can you see like where the other person is coming? And I feel like it's the same thing with, like, I feel like this happens a lot with celebrities, is that they surround themselves with yes men who just say yes, like, should I move forward with this project? Do you like this outfit? And it's just people who say yes to please them, like people pleasing almost. And if you think about it, like, okay, for short term, yeah, that's good for your ego, but long term, it does nothing for you. So having people in your corner that are going to be real with you and in a loving way, just being like, I love you, but you were wrong in this situation. Like, or maybe not even that, but whenever I get into a fight or something, I like try to ask my friends, like, be so for real with me. And I don't ask a lot of people. I'll just ask like one person. I'll be like, I love you. I know that we're best friends, but I need you to be so real with me right now. Was I in the wrong? Like, what could I have done better? How did I not show up my best? Because again, it can be really difficult to take yourself out of it. Like, no matter how self-aware you are, no matter how compassionate or good person you are, it's really, really tough to see the other side or see yourself not in the best light. So having someone else around you to help you kind of like get you back on track, that's really helpful. But again, like, the same lessons from the universe will always continue to present itself until you learn the lesson. So even if you're going through your arguments and you're like, no, they're wrong, like they're this, they're that, it's gonna keep presenting. Like, it's gonna come in the same lesson, different person. So if you are taking inventory of all the times that you've gotten triggered, all the types of arguments that you've gotten into, what is the through line between them? And looking at your triggers, is probably the best place to start, because our triggers are our GPS to where we still need to heal, because it's going to illuminate a limiting belief or a pattern or some kind of through line with all of your relationships. So looking at your relationships, because relationships are spiritual assignments, they will reflect back to us where we still need healing. And then within those relationships, looking at the triggers. Why did this make me triggered? How did I respond? How did people in my life growing up, how did they react to triggers? And it just gives you this opportunity to look inward more and really start to understand yourself. And I feel like the more that you start to understand yourself and your patterns and everything, that also gives you permission to start making a different choice and making a different choice moving forward. So I just made a TikTok on this, but anyway, getting back to self-esteem comes from the choices that you make. So what do you do when you've made a decision or a choice that you're not proud of, which is inevitable? There's no one on this planet that's perfect. We all make mistakes. I don't even have to say that. Like, everyone makes mistakes. So how do you move forward from that? And I believe it is the comeback rate of making the mistake, taking some time away, because it's difficult to process, like, when you're in the moment, taking some time to yourself and just thinking about it and processing it, and the time that you address it to the time that you are able to forgive yourself. So it's the time where you acknowledge the mistake to the time that you are able to forgive yourself. That period of time is your resilience. That's your ability to forgive yourself, accept yourself, give yourself compassion, self-soothe. It's all within you. And sometimes it takes people years to forgive themselves for mistakes that they've made. And the power is up to you. And when you can, because I say this all the time, forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts that you can give other people. Like, when you are in an argument with a loved one, or have an argument with someone online, and you are just holding on to this anger and resentment towards this person, it's like Buddha said this, holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It does absolutely nothing for you, because it's just taking up space in your mind. And that's another thing that you have control over. It's what you think. Like, you have control over what you allow to occupy in your mind. So anyway, forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts that we can give other people. It's also one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves. And we are so hard on ourselves. I think every single person I know, like, you want to be the best version of yourself, but it's not possible to be amazing all the time. Give yourself permission. I give you permission to forgive yourself, because if we never forgive ourselves, if we're always just so hard on ourselves for mistakes that we've made, we carry that in our body. There's this book called The Body Keeps the Score. We hold on to trauma, we hold on to anxiety, we hold on to all of those negative emotions. And if we don't release it, if we don't let it come up to the surface, and we don't feel it and be with that discomfort, we're not, like, giving ourselves the space to experience the discomfort of what we did, the shame, the anxiety, the fear, the guilt. And then if we don't feel it, then we suppress it. But when you feel it and you cry and you talk about it and you let it out and you talk about it and you just allow yourself to just release it, it can release from the body and make space to also hold on to gratitude and joy and hope and freedom. So the longer that you are suppressing or trying to push away the shame or the guilt or the fear or the anger, whatever it is, you're not only storing it in your body, and it's going to influence the way that you think, the way that you approach situations, the way that you handle situations, because it gets stored in your subconscious. Your subconscious mind holds on to everything, and we manifest from our subconscious minds. And what we put out is what we get back. So what we subconsciously believe is what we're going to attract. So the longer that we are holding on to all of these low vibrational emotions, we're not only going to subconsciously affect the way that we show up, the things that we attract, but we're also blocking the positivity that we can be replacing it with, the wisdom that we can take from those mistakes. And that's what I want to get into is, so you've made a mistake that you're not proud of. How do you move forward from it? You assess it. You have that quick comeback rate. And the comeback rate is dependent on how quickly you're able to also just, it's not a race, but be with it. And my therapist says that all the time when I'm feeling anxious. Usually I try to run away from it. I try to not feel it. And she's like, just take an hour, take 24 hours to just be with the discomfort and see what happens. And the more that you're just with something instead of trying to push it away, it naturally begins to dissolve. Because after a while, you're like, I'm tired of feeling this way. Like, I'm tired. But the more that we try to fight it, the more it's going to persist. The more we resist, the more it persists. So just be and just let it flow. And tying this to the cycles of nature, water is never stagnant. Water is always moving. Water is always flowing. No matter how big the wave is, the water is just there and it's just going to continue to flow and it's going to be okay. It's always going to be okay. And then it's going to get calm. And then another wave might hit, but you go through it. You don't try to resist the wave. You don't try to fight the wave. You just go under, you go through it, and then you come back up and it's okay and you're going to be okay. But the more you try to resist something, it's going to make it harder for yourself. So the first step is to just be with it, feel it, heal it, release it. And then the second is try to really give yourself forgiveness and self-acceptance and love. Like, you do some EFT tapping meditations and just get into the practice of saying, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. That is such powerful healing work. And EFT tapping is the combination of meditating and acupuncture without the needles. So you tap on certain meridian points in your body and it has the same effect as acupuncture, but it calms your nervous system. And when your nervous system is calm, you're able to access a deeper level of healing, because when your nervous system is activated, you're a different part of your brain turns on, the fear gets turned on, and you're not able to really sink into the healing because you're stuck in fight or flight. You're like this, because it comes back to how we were, like when we were hunters and gatherers, and you know, fight or flight, that's your body thinking like, oh, there's a tiger, like I have to protect myself and run away. There's no, when you're in fight or flight, there's no time or place to really heal. So EFT tapping meditation, it helps to just calm your nervous system. And when your nervous system is calm, that's when you can also access your intuition. That's when you can access your creativity and that really deep healing. So get to that place of, and this, again, I said it before, it does not need to be a rush thing. This is definitely going to take some time and repetition, because deep healing work, like rewiring your neuro circuits, your neuroplasticity, it's based on emotion, like the levels of feeling that you have, and repetition. So the more that you do it, the more that you're feeling into it, the more it's going to work, and the more you can change your neurological hardware, which is so empowering, because it's like the power really is within you. But just be patient. Time, patience, compassion. So the comeback rate of acknowledging where you went wrong, maybe talking to someone who's not a yes man, who's going to be fucking real with you and say it how it is. And then to the point where you can say, okay, I genuinely forgive myself. We are not perfect. Give yourself that compassion and that acceptance and that love, that unconditional love that you would give to a friend or to a partner or to a family member. Treat yourself with that same level of love and acceptance. And the more that you can get into that habit of just being like, okay, I forgive myself and I'm choosing again next time, that mistake you made, you can be an alchemist, which is transforming. Be the alchemist of your life and transform that mistake into wisdom. That's how you can make it such a blessing. That's how it truly is a blessing from the universe. When you can see something that you didn't do, that you're not proud of, forgive yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, and transform it and say, okay, I learned X, Y, and Z from this mistake. Moving forward, allow it to turn into wisdom and help you inform how you want to show up in the next situation or the next choice. Allow it to inform your decisions from a higher level way of thinking and a higher level way of being. And that's how you really evolve and use the experiences in your life to not be a victim to them and to not feel pity and sorry for yourself, but to use it as a way to become stronger and more resilient. And I think one of the greatest acts of vulnerability and strength is to look back at what you've done and be like, I'm not proud of that, but I know who I am now. I know that my mistakes do not define me, and I'm proud of who I'm becoming. I'm proud of the energy that I put out into the world. I'm proud of how I make people feel. I'm proud of my contribution of what I'm doing now. And I'm proud of myself for being able to see that, yes, we make mistakes, but I have enough grace and compassion for myself to move forward and use it as a learning lesson. And I'm telling you, when you are able to give yourself that love and compassion and acceptance, you're able to give it to other people. And it makes the quality of your relationships, of your existence, so much richer. The connections that you have are going to be so much higher quality because you're less judgmental. You're less, like, judgment and acceptance cannot coexist. Judgment and love, it's very difficult to fear and love, it's very difficult to coexist. But when you can see someone's faults or see someone's flaws and accept them, that is the greatest gift, along with forgiveness, acceptance, that you can give someone. And it also, when you step into that self-acceptance, that self-love, and have acknowledged your past and know that you're not perfect, it gives you this unwavering sense of confidence of like, I've been through this, I've dealt with it, and I've learned from it, and I've gained so much wisdom and knowledge from it, that it makes me so strong and resilient moving forward. It gives you this unwavering sense of confidence and self-esteem, but it also allows you to see that in other people, and it lets other people off the hook. And you'll notice that your energy is so much more open and magnetic, and people are going to be drawn to you because you don't have this shield or this energy of judgment and non-acceptance. And like, it's just so repelling to be like that. And it helps you see, it just helps strengthen connections and form deeper connections, which in my opinion is one of the greatest parts of our human existence, is to be able to connect on such a deep level. Like, the quality of our relationships directly informs the quality of our health. Like, if we have a strong sense of community and relationships, we are likely to live longer. So it's no surprise how important our relationships are. And to give yourself that loving acceptance gives other people permission to also shine their light. And when you are in your light, because you love and accept yourself, you give other people permission to shine their light. And how would the world be if we all were able to show up in our light, to contribute and to put out a positive, loving energy? And it's such a domino effect, because you think about those people who, when you see them, they just light up, like, you light up, your energy raises because you're in their energy. And I think of my best friend, Olivia. She's always like that. I'll be having the worst day, and she's just so herself. She's so funny and silly and goofy and quirky. And the minute I'm with her, because she's so authentic in her light, because she's, honestly, she has such a strong sense of radical self-love and self-acceptance, that it gives me permission to do the same. It makes me feel safe in her presence to say whatever I want to say and be whoever I want to be, because I see her doing it and I see how amazing it is, even though it's so just her, but it's so special to witness. So it gives other people permission to be that way, and it makes you magnetic and it draws people to you, which is so powerful. So yeah, I feel like that was a whirlwind episode. I just had so much to get off my chest, but there were certain things that I said that I totally just channeled that I really needed to even hear for myself. So I really hope that this episode was helpful for you, and I wish you the best week ever. I wish you the best month ever, and I'm sending you all so much love and so much light. I'll see you next week. Bye.